When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The year is almost over, but we are just getting started, celebrating it here on Post Show Recaps with the launch of the 2022 In Review podcast series here on Post Show Recap. For all month long, we're going to be looking back one last time on some of the very best TV shows of the year. You can follow along with us by subscribing to this series at postshowrecaps.com/2022 in review. Hello, everybody. I am Josh Wigler, and today we're talking TV. We are talking about the year that was in television, 2022, a seminal year, certainly, for Post Show Recaps, in no small part thanks to my co-host today on the podcast, the wonderful Grace Leader. Grace, can you believe it? We're at the end of this crazy year of TV.
No, I cannot believe it. What a packed television year.
TV's it's been a
back.
Lot.
Yeah.
It's been a lot. There's been so much TV that's happened. We have covered, it feels like we've covered so much TV on Post Show Recaps this past year, Grace, and it's like objectively true that we have.
It's a lot of podcasting.
It's a lot of podcasting. I don't want to think about how many actual hours have been podcasted over the course of this last. Do you have a guess?
Infinity hours.
Yeah, I think probably it's an Infinity War amount of hours of podcasting that's happened in 2022 this year. And then how much do you want to guess of all of the television that's out there? What was the percentage of TV that we were able to cover in 2022?
Okay, let's remove pretty much all of cable television. I don't think we covered very much of it at all.
Well, we did have that one month where all we podcasted about was Chicago Fire.
It's true. And the Chicago Extended Service Men and Women Universe.
The Chicago-verse. Non-binary.
Yeah, the Chicago-verse. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so if you do everything else, I bet like 80% of it.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not even close, would be my guess. We tried to cover so much TV in 2022 here on Post Show Recaps. Post Show Recaps got to this place, I think, in this last year, Grace, where you would have had to have been like a superhuman with actual Lumen Industries cloning technology in order to listen to absolutely everything that we put out in the year Post Show Recaps. Personally, I'm thrilled with that fact. I think that's great. I think it was a huge challenge to rise to for the podcasters here on PSR to cover as much TV as we possibly could this year. And we did it. We've done it. And we are celebrating as we are in the final month of 2022. And this is what we are going to do all month long, Grace. We're going to be having our podcasters on Post Show Recaps talk about their favorite shows of 2022. Many of the shows that have come and gone over the last many months, Yellowjacket, Severance, House of the Dragon, Euphoria, Heartstoppers, you name it. We are going to be talking about them, many of these shows, not even every single show that we've done this year in 2022, because how could we possibly? There's just still too much. But we are talking about as many of them as possible with look backs on the year that was, the seasons of television that have gone by, what happened in those shows this past year, where they stand here at the end of the year. So it's going to be a really fun podcast series with some of your favorite podcasts reactivating throughout the month of December. So many podcasts this month celebrating the year that was. I'm very excited about Grace. Some time travel elements are that you and I have actually recorded one or two of these podcasts already.
Yes.
It's been very fun getting into it so far.
Yeah, it's like a little reunion, right? You're the crew that you like hearing about that television show that you watch get back together. Or maybe you didn't like it, and that's also a very fun podcast. Sometimes a better podcast, because it's like sometimes Lindsay Wilson and I covered What We Do in the Shadows, and it's incredibly funny. It's incredibly well-written. And so the podcast ended up being like, here's a really funny line I like from the television show. Maybe not the best podcasting I've ever done in my life, but it's very fun. But bad shows are often the best fodder.
TV, I mean, listen, if you are somebody who likes to just hate listen to podcasts, then, you know, inevitably there was probably one or two on Post Show you didn't like this year that you can go and listen to the reunion of. So one last thing to really get a good hate into here as the year is about to leave us, Grace.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Hopefully not. Hopefully it's just a love fest. It certainly seems like it's going to be love fests from all the podcasters who are participating. We're greatly appreciative of everybody who is able to get involved with that. And again, if you want to make sure you're not missing a single episode, postshowrecaps.com/2022 in review. It's a specific podcast feed. You can search by URL to make sure that you get the entire series. I think we'll probably be updating this feed in the years to come too, if we're all having fun with this as an end of year project. This could be something that we continue in the years ahead. So subscribe now, and then a year from now, December 2023. I don't even want to think about what the 2023 in review looks like. Gosh, I don't have the capacity for that.
No bandwidth. Yeah, let's leave it.
None. Oh, gosh. In addition to that, we are using this as an opportunity to check in with all of you. How are you doing out there in Post Show Recaps, listener land? You all right? You doing okay? Is everything fine?
Yeah. Let us know. How's it going?
We want to know how it's going. You know, if you want to talk to us about how it's going personally, certainly you could always reach out at Ron Howard, at Hi From Grace, at so many other things that you can at for the rest of the podcasters here. You can hang out with us at the Post Show Recaps Patreon Discord as well, patreon.com/postshowrecaps. But for the purposes of this month, we want to hear a little bit about what you're thinking of in terms of Post Show Recaps, how you found us, what you've been enjoying, who you are, what you're all about, as we are trying to make the podcast as great as it possibly can be heading into next year. So we have an audience survey that is running on Post Show Recaps all month long to learn more about you, what you're watching, what you're listening to, and what you want to see more of on the podcast in 2023. So if you want to participate in that, we would really love that. It would be very, very helpful for us. postshowrecaps.com/survey2022 is the link. postshowrecaps.com/survey2022 to weigh in and help us make the podcast the best it possibly can be next year. postshowrecaps.com/survey2022. Grace, when you think about the year 2022 in television, what are some of the first words that come to mind? And guttural noises don't count.
That was a guttural noise.
There you go. You got one right off the board.
Full is very full, rich, and not DM Philly. Yeah. It was good. It was really good. That's my, like, those are my first words, is that sure, was there stuff that, like, was a big swing and a miss? Sure. But there was, like, you could just turn that off and go watch something else. It was, like, really, really good. There's so much good TV this year.
I feel like, so, you know, this has been a really fun year on the podcast. And part of me is, like, how much is my view of 2022 in television colored by the fact that we had so much to do on post show this year? And I'm sure it's colored by that to a certain extent. But I also think that it's colored by this idea of, so heading into this decade, into the 2020s, there was a lot of think pieces around, we've reached it. The peaks of peak TV. Here we are. There's just too much television. There's way too many shows out there. There's no way to watch absolutely everything. And it's a problem. And then, like, if the TV gods are real, Grace, they laughed. They laughed in response to this. They're like, cool, well, how about a global pandemic? and so they spiked that down, Zeus with the lightning style. And so much, obviously, of the world got interrupted. And one of, like, the tiny violin things that got interrupted was television production and film production and movie production. And the fact that, you know, creating these shows and creating these stories became so much harder. And so I think back to 2020, and I think back to the dearth of content in that year, you know, the year following the end of Game of Thrones and so much more. The first year in forever where there wasn't a single, I believe this is the stat, a single Marvel Cinematic Universe anything, I'm pretty sure, in 2020. 2021 is starting to, like, kind of, like, creep this back into reality of, like, okay, people have figured out how to put masks on their face first and foremost. People have figured out how to safely make TV again. But I think it's in 2022 that appetite for shows and new series as well really blew up to this point that, once again, not only are we back in this era where there's so much TV, it does feel like there was, like, this huge dip in the valley, and suddenly, like, we are at, like, the very, very top of the mountain all over again, is what it feels like this past year has been like for me.
So there's an article from April 8th, 2022, and it tells us, it's from Nerdist, and it tells us how many individual TV shows were available at that time for people to choose from. And I guess that probably means shows that aren't just actually still airing. I think this probably includes, but there's 817,000 individual TV shows for
viewers. Say that again. I need to hear that number one more time.
817,000. How am I saying this right? 817,000.
That's too many shows.
It's a lot of shows. And that Americans watched 15 million years worth of streaming content.
We're doomed.
Yeah. But I do feel like Ariel and I talk about movies, and movies are having an extreme existential crisis at the moment.
Yeah.
We just had, like, some of the biggest movies of the year drop, and nobody understands why or how everything got released, and nobody's going to the movies. The Fabelmans is, like, definitely the best picture winner. Nobody went to go see it. Glass Onion got released for literally a week in a limited run. Bones and All, this cannibal movie with Timothée Chalamet, got a full release. Nobody also watched that either. A big new Disney animation movie, which is, like, pretty much always can always make money, lost $100 million.
Oh.
And so movies are just there. Nobody knows what is happening with movies. People don't want to go to the movie theater anymore. And that system is broken. Not the case with television. I've heard a lot about this idea that there's a bunch of TV shows that were made this year where it's like, you know, the miniseries TV show is really big right now, that, like, these people who, like, 10 years ago would have gone to make a movie are instead making a miniseries. It used to be, like, you know, a taboo thing for the movie star to go and make a TV show. Look how many, like, big movie stars made TV shows this year. You have, like, I'm thinking like The Old Man, Jeff Bridges was like, yeah, I'll do a TV show. I mean, this is, like, not this year, but last year, Mayor of Easttown, I feel like, is, like, a good example.
I was just thinking of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like, all these things where people are like, yeah, I guess I'll take a shot. I'll do the TV thing instead of doing the movie thing. Cause the movie thing is so, I don't know what's happening with that, but not TV. There's too much TV, but also it feels like it's thriving. There's, like, a million streaming networks who are all producing their own content for their own shows or buying up rights. Like, Apple TV does this a lot where they'll go and, like, buy the rights to other stuff that's being made. And it's just, like, the TV world is overflowing because there's a bunch of streaming services, and that's what people are staying at home and watching TV instead of going to the movies.
You got Yellowstone. You got Yellow Jackets. You got 1883. You got 1899. And they're not all related, folks. It's like, even that, there's so many shows, Grace, that you are forgiven for confusing which one is which because they're now similarly titled. I had a really funny moment with someone who I won't identify in case they don't want to be doxxed in this regard. As we were queuing up 1899 coverage on post-show recaps, Grace, which you are co-anchoring alongside Ariel and Rich. I don't know why I'm telling you this. You should know.
No, that's fine.
But so I was like, oh yeah, that's one of the Yellowstone shows, right? It's not. It's definitely not. No. So it's very fun. I think that for me, as somebody who has, I have lived with this stuff for as long as I can remember having thought. I've been interested in movies and TV, and specifically in news surrounding movies and TV. I think I told the story on podcasts before about, I'm so old that we used to have computer lab class in high school where they would show us how to internet. And when we would be in the computer class, ostensibly like having to do exercises and stuff to pass the class, I was just on like Dark Horizons and Ain't It Cool and all these different sites, learning everything that I possibly could about what was being filmed at any given moment in time. And I think back to that version of myself, and this is The Sopranos is happening finally, I think, at this point. We're like in sort of that era of HBO. 24 is right around the corner. Alias, I think, is happening at the time. There's like some like semblance of like the dawn of something new in TV is happening. But if I could travel back in time and tell that version of myself that you were going to have, what was that number again? 815 million shows in a year or whatever?
817,000.
Yeah. I don't
15
like
million
that.
Years of streaming is how much people are, that's how much they're streaming content. 15 million years worth.
Yeah. I really do think that that earlier version of me would be like psyched that I figured out how to travel through time. I think would be the first thing that he would think. And then the second thing would be like, sweet, I'm loving TV right now. That sounds good. I feel like my instinct is that's too much TV. But I think about it a little bit more. And I think that because there's so much TV, you get such a wonderful variety of shows. And I think like that was really reflected on post show recaps this year, that it wasn't just the genre stuff that we were able to get into this year. There was just like a lot of different kinds of shows, comedy, like sincere, heartfelt teen love stories, lots of LGBTQ stories this year. Just an amazing wealth of stuff that's on TV that we were able to get our arms around here on the podcast this year. That can't be bad. That can't be a bad thing, Grace. And that can only be the kind of thing that comes from there being too much TV.
Yeah, people found their little communities. Like, it's so nice, right? That, like, you know, people, you end up watching sort of similar type shows. Like, I think the Dr. Amanda and Ariel thing of going from Loot to the resort to then White Lotus. Like, it's like, yeah, those are all like actually like they kind of have some commonality between them, but they're also like very different shows. And I'm sure have like slightly different audiences, you know, that like, yeah, people can find, you can sort of hone in on whatever you're most interested with. There was a really interesting discussion, I think, that we had a lot here on Post Show Recaps, which is as House of the Dragon and the Rings of Power drop at the same time. It was like, yeah, you don't have to watch both. And if you want to just pick one, pick the one that's more like the thing that you like. If you want, you know, House of the Dragon is very much going to be this dark fantasy, like, you know, and Lord of the Rings is going to be a little bit more lighthearted in a way. It's going to be a little bit more of a genre. And so pick which one you want. I get very when people, I'm like, yeah, I did this podcast. I was like, I'm so sorry, I didn't listen to it. It's like, yeah, that would be impossible for you to like both watch every show I podcasted about and listen to my podcast. So please don't feel bad, but listen to the ones that, or watch the ones that you like, you know?
Oh yeah, for sure. No, I had spent a lot of years, Grace, with an enormous chip on my shoulder being like, I can't believe you haven't listened to any of my podcasts. Mom, dad, like just staring them in the eye. And it's like, no, now you literally couldn't. Even if you wanted to, it's not possible. I think that that is hard for the completionists of us 100%. Out there. I don't know. I feel like you are more completionist oriented than I am. Am I speaking out of school?
No, I if I start something, I feel like I have to finish.
Yeah.
It. No.
So how has that been for you with like the proliferation of so many shows?
Do you know what? against all my better instincts, I do a thing quite often where I do wait for it to be finished. And then I binge it, unless I'm podcasting about it.
You need like the hi-ho on whether this was good enough to devote your time to.
Yeah, for the most part. And then it's like, okay, or if it's a show that, you know, is like on its third or fourth season and it's like, okay, I'm not going to like wait each week because I also am a very forgetful person. So I will, even though I have the TV Time app where I track all the things I'm watching, it will tell me when new episodes are out. I do like to sort of be able to know it's over and then sort of slowly make my way through it. But it is tough. It's like the two things is one, I think the reason why we're talking about like, you know, people like, I'm so sorry I didn't listen to it, is also that like feeling for me of like, oh boy, I really want to watch that show because I know those two people are podcasting about it. And there's a lot of really good podcasting and a lot of really good shows that I think, yeah, I really wanted to watch. So it's been a bit of a struggle. I definitely had to just like be more okay with like, yeah, I think I got to skip that one for now. It always is available for me to go back to and watch. Yeah.
Grace, do you have an idea of how many podcasts you did in 2022? You've been on a lot of post-show recaps this past year. Do you have a guess if you could ballpark it? And I don't even mean individual series of shows that you've covered, actual podcasts. How many post-show recaps podcast appearances in the year 2022 would you guess?
Post-show recaps?
Yeah. That's what we're on.
I bet it's close to 200. Because I think if I average out to about three podcasts a week, three post-show recaps, yeah, that's probably about right. That's about 150. And then I think there's weeks where I did more. So that's probably about right, I think.
So we have, just to pull the curtain back a little bit behind the scenes, what we do have at our disposal here on Post-Show Recaps, and the one way that we are able to do all of these things that we have done this past year, Grace, is we have the Post-Show Recaps calendar. Keeps us honest.
I got it. You're going to control F me.
Keeps us honest.
Wait, hold on.
Keeps us on schedule. I am. No, you got it. We're gonna control F around and find out is what's about to happen, Grace.
Uh-oh.
If you control F Grace in the post-show recaps calendar for the year 2022, you said it would be close to 200.
Yeah, I think close to 200, yeah.
If this is gospel, and it's pretty close to accurate,
yeah,
you just broke, just a couple of podcasts past 300 podcasts.
It's almost as many days in the year, Josh.
And that's one human being of like the dozens of people who are podcasting on post-show recaps right now. So I wanted to use it as sort of like a thought exercise of, yeah, there was a lot of TV and we covered a whole lot of it here on PSR.
Yeah, I wanted to I'm control F-ing your name.
I don't want to know. I actually don't want to know. I'm gonna have a panic attack. Oh God, it's over 400.
Yeah, 427, eh?
It's over 400 here on the podcast. Wow. So
that's a lot.
I find this to be great. I find this to be great. I think that this is fantastic. I'm looking through the post-show recaps calendar, and I have been over the last many months as we've certainly been putting this plan together of how many of the people are going to be able to get back together to talk about their shows from this past year. Which shows should we be sure that we're looking back on? Which ones had to
this
our
was
minds?
Tough.
This is really, tough. Really, really hard, and not every single show are we able to go back and look at, but we tried to narrow it down to some of the ones that, in my mind, were either like no-brainers or some of the ones that were maybe even surprising, like shows that were supposed to have huge, huge buzz behind them and then maybe like found their audiences, but perhaps not as wide as you would have expected, or some of the shows that we were caught by surprise on, some of the shows that came out this year that I think in our content planning that we did throughout the year, it would appear. And, you know, I think there was some shifting in our thinking of, well, maybe we didn't have to be there for the premiere. Maybe it's enough that the show is out and people are enjoying it and we are too, and we can catch up. There was a lot of that on Post Show this past year, but it's just been fun to like go back through the calendar and be like, oh, right, The Gilded Age was this year.
Yeah. Sure was.
The Gilded Age was this year. Vox Machina was this year.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Raised by Wolves, of course, was
Good Fungus
was this past year. And then there are a few shows, Grace, that to my mind feel like indelibly embedded in pop culture this year to the point that it feels like it's been with us for so long that I cannot believe that these are shows that are less than a year old. I'm thinking really specifically about Severance an example. You know, like a show that had no existing IP that it's based on and just has sort of this thunderous arrival, certainly on the podcast, but I think TV-wide, this was a really, really big story of this past year. Can you think of a few that just sort of like knocked you sideways as far as like this show just came out and I was not anticipating it at all. And it ended up being one of my very favorite things that I watched this year.
Rich reached out to cover The Sandman, which I was not familiar with the IP on that at all. And then, you know, this is the thing. I don't know. There's a name for it where once you like learn about a thing, then you see it everywhere. And it did feel like as soon as Rich was like, you want to do Sandman, there was like a million people being like, yeah, the Sandman comic is my favorite comic of all time. And I was like, really? Like, okay, wow, cool. And I think for me, the thing was like, it feels like in 2022 that like everything that has been written, at least something that's as old as the Sandman comics, would have been made already, right? That it would have like, somebody would have tried to like make some money off of this thing pre-2022. And yet, no. So the Sandman is one. Severance is one for sure. Severance is my favorite thing. You must experience this a lot where you'd be talking to somebody. I'll be like people I meet when I walk my dog and our dogs are, you know, sniffing each other's butts. And they're like, what do you do? Like, I do some podcasts. They're like, oh, what should I watch?
Yeah.
That's a really big question. But Severance is like the one I will tell people to watch. Our Flag Means Death is another one that we really just knew it was like a Taika Waititi thing. And then it sort of showed up and was really fun and progressive and but was like historical drama, so that was really fun. The After Party is another one that like showed up and was just kind of really fun. It was trying something new with a bunch of really fun comedians, so there's a fair amount of things that I think like have no real existing IP and showed up on our television screens in 2022 that were very exciting, very fun to watch.
There were a few for me that I talk about this a bit when I get the chance to. Of my favorite shows tend to be the ones that I don't podcast about, right? Because I get to just sort of relax and I get to listen to smarter people than me talk about the shows, but I get to just kind of take it however I want to take it. And so there were a few of those for me this year. One is a show that you've already mentioned that you co-hosted the podcast with Rich this past year, was The Old Man. That I don't think I've talked to anybody about, and I just took that one specifically for myself, was The Old Man. Yeah. Right around that time is Outer Range, is right. Another show that I absolutely adored in 2022 that feels so long ago, but was actually May. Is May that long ago? I guess May is over half a year ago.
Half a year ago, yeah.
But I think about that one for sure. I think about Heartstopper, which I loved and was really glad that we were able to pull podcast coverage together on that
Agreed.
One. Just looking at the calendar right now, Shining Girls is a show that you podcasted about.
With Melissa and Amanda. Yeah, that was a post-Severance project. And boy, that show was interesting.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
Had a lot going on. Are there shows that you think that you podcasted about this year, Grace, that you have forgotten that you podcasted about? Has that happened?
Shining Girls
was
definitely one that like I don't think I'm just like maybe not forget, but I'm just not thinking about it. Let me control F myself.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's always a good idea.
Gosh, one that like it seems wild that we did, and it just like I can't believe this show didn't have more of an impact in 2022 is Russian Doll. Has an incredible season one, and then just sort of shows up in season two at, with no fanfare. It was a good show, but it was not it didn't hit the same way as season one. Under the Banner of Heaven, a really fun show. Again, another Rich and I project that was quite fun to podcast about. Very good. This is another one of like, okay, Andrew Garfield's going to come and do a TV show.
Yeah.
It was very good, but I don't know that it got
with
some
that big Peter 3 energy. He had some Peter 3 momentum coming into the year.
Yeah. Peter
is that
3.
A spoiler now? I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think that's fine. Yeah.
He was in Spider-Man again. Spoiler.
Yeah,
it's been a year, folks. You should know that at this point.
Are there any shows that you have not seen, Josh, that you feel guilty about having not watched?
That I missed out on. So I really pride myself on being somebody who watches as much of, if not all of, the HBO shows as I possibly can. And I had at least two really big misses this year. One, both of them were podcasts that you hosted, actually, Grace. Mm-hmm. Don't take that personally.
I'm not taking that personally.
I completely fell off of Euphoria. I totally missed season two. And I think I didn't really want to get back into it because I kept hearing people having a lot of issue with the show around that time. So I don't know. For me, it felt like nothing that I needed to like prioritize catching back up on. But it's still out there for me, and I'm interested in... The other was
There's some good stuff at the end of Euphoria. Like, but like in the fun way. Like in a fun, it's like not, you know, it's, is it the best TV ever? No, but it's fun. Yeah.
Winning Time was the other one. Winning Time was one that I really wanted to be in on. Maybe not a surprise, because anyone who listens to me with any regularity knows that I'm not the biggest sports person in the world. I think like some of the shaky cam style of Winning Time was really hard for me. But one of my favorite people to talk to about anything, but certainly about television, and somebody who had been featured on the Winning Time podcast with you and Jason Reed from time to time, the great Antonio Mazzaro. He had told me that there were a few episodes in Winning Time that like stood out as some of the very best episodes of anything this year, while it was on, at least in the early going of 2022. So that remains one that like I kind of feel like that I missed out on. But I think that that kind of speaks to something, Grace, that like even within the individual networks or the individual streaming services, we've reached a point where within those specific universes, there's so much that you can't possibly watch absolutely everything unless you do nothing else. Like Tokyo Vice should have been a thing that I had prioritized as an HBO show with a lot of things that I really enjoy. Love Ken Watanabe as one example. Love a crime show. A Michael Mann crime show is something that I really wanted to check out. Just didn't happen for me.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's too much HBO.
I didn't watch The Bear. I feel really bad about not watching The Bear.
The Bear was terrific.
I don't know if there's other big blind spots for me, but I mean, certainly I missed a bunch of stuff. It's just impossible to watch everything.
But I think that the goal that we strove for this year, that I hope that we came close to at the very least, and it's certainly something we're thinking a lot about going into the next year of podcasting, is there's no way that we can have everything for everyone, but we got to have something for everyone. Like one show that everyone will enjoy. Like everyone should have at least one show that they'll be able to watch and enjoy and want to listen to a podcast about. And I feel like we got close to that, if we didn't achieve it. I feel like that was a real important mission statement for us on the podcast this year. And just the sheer amount of podcasting that happened, over 1,000 podcasts on post-show recaps in the year 2022, Grace.
Wild.
Feel like we had to get close.
I joked about not covering cable TV, and yet Jason and Marissa talked about This Is Us, the end of an era, This Is Us. So we kind of, I think something for everybody.
This is sort of the This Is Us podcast of post show recaps is 2022 in review, right? Like this is who we were in the year, and throughout the rest of the 2022 in review series, we'll get like the character specific episodes, also like a great TV show, Grace. It's all building towards something, right? It's all building toward a reveal. So we've already told you about the audience survey that we are doing all month long, which again, postshowrecaps.com/survey2022. But additionally, Grace, and we did this last year, a little bit later than we're doing it this year. I guess technically we actually did this earlier this year. We did do the top 10 TV shows and the top 10 movies of 2021. Was something that we did earlier in 2022, back in January, maybe even February, if I'm not mistaken. We're going to do it now. It's happening now. We're going to be doing the top 10 TV shows of 2022 as voted upon by the patrons of Post Show Recap. So if you are a patron at any level on Post Show Recaps, you can go to patreon.com/postshowrecaps. We will have a post linking to a poll where you can vote on the 10 best series of shows this year. You could choose which was your favorite show. I think that you have it in like a ranked choice order, Grace, is how this tends to work.
Yeah, this is our classic voting system where you rank your thing. So you put what's the best show of 2022. Whatever you put there, I'm going to give 10 points, unless it's ineligible. If it didn't have any episodes in 2022. But, and then number, you put what's the second best show, we'll give that thing 9 points all the way down the line. Your 10th place vote will get one point. Apologies to some of these shows. Like His Dark Materials comes out probably like around the time we're talking The Witcher, Blood Origin. Apologies to these shows. Going to have a tough time to make it in if they're like the best TV show of 2022.
Yeah, what happens if the 4-episode The Witcher, Blood Origin is the best show of 2022, and just that people weren't voting on it because it was too late in the month.
I will make it so that you can adjust your ballot. I will make it so that you could go back and adjust your ballot. I'll put the settings in there. So if you've watched something and you're like, oh, I need to go and fix it, you can go and fix it. But I don't know. I think those are just at a too bad. This Netflix should have dropped your show sooner.
Should have dropped you sooner for sure. Okay, yeah. So if you're a patron at any level, you can participate. We'll make it clear on a post on patreon.com/postshowrecaps where you can vote. We will also link to the poll in the Post Show Recaps patron Discord as well. At every level that you get to access the Discord, we will make it available to you if you want to sign up there. I think we should put a due date on this, Grace. I would say, how about this? You have until Christmas Eve, end of day, Christmas Eve, to vote on the top 10 shows of the year as a patron of Post Show Recaps with the voting rights to determine what were the top 10 shows of the year as per Post Show Recaps. And once we're on the other side of the 2022 in review series, we will have talked about 20 plus individual TV shows over the course of this month of podcasting is the plan. Grace and I will get back together to present the list of the top 10 shows of 2022. Now, do we want to have any additional categories, Grace? Should we try and do something?
I could add some stuff in.
Fill in the blanks?
Well, one I've always liked from another forum that used to count down the best shows was there was always a best new character. So yes. The character had to debut in 2022, and who's the best new character you found? I think that could be fun. Some fill in the blanks. Yes, we like superlatives here.
Love
on
a
our
superlative.
Podcast. So,
How about funniest character of 2022?
Funniest character. Okay, yeah. I can add that in.
Funniest character, best new character, I think is good. Do we want to say worst new character of 2020?
I mean,
should
we just put what was the worst show of
worst show? What was the worst show of 2022? I would also be interested in finding out. There's some contenders for sure. I feel like I don't know if there's a consensus worst show of the year. But I wouldn't be mad at hearing a couple of those contenders. And then if it gets really mean, we'll just forget that we ever threw that one out there, Grace.
I'm gonna disallow any answers that are the Congress trials, the January insurrection.
I thought you were gonna say none of
Chicago
the shows fun. That I hosted.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I don't know. If you want to vote for Inside Man for War Show 2022, I would not disparage you.
300 episodes of TV are outlawed from being eligible.
That's right.
For the worst show of 2022.
Best episode we could do. Are you doing that?
Let's do best episode. Let's toss best episode on there. I think would be fun. You go to the poll, you will see there's a lot of different things that you can vote on, and at the end of the month Grace and I are going to get back together to run through all of that. So
last year I did and I probably will do this again, I'm gonna monitor as people's votes are coming in, because I would like to for sure know that I've watched the best 10 television shows of 2022. So I'm gonna if I have a blind spot on my if the Bear makes it, I will probably have seen the Bear by the time we hang out.
There's a good chance.
I think so too.
Now, is it putting your thumb on the scale to say what you thought was the best show of 2022, Grace? Is that too hard? Is that too on the spot? Do you not want to do that?
Let me answer your question by not answering your question, which
great,
I think
love
that there's.
That.
I think that for a long point, a long stretch of the year, Severance felt like that's the best
one.
Show. That's the best show of the year. Recently, I feel like the Andor cover it. People, there are a lot of people being like, wow, is that the best show of 2022? And so I feel like this will be very interesting to see if Severance can perhaps maintain its crown as the best show of 2022.
What about The Crown?
I don't think season 5 of The Crown is going to be the best show. I very much enjoyed it. And I love talking about it with Shannon. I don't know if it has the quality. I think also there is a thing, and I don't mean to this is going to sound more disparaging than I mean, but there can be a PSR bias too. I believe last year Hawkeye was named the best show.
Was it not WandaVision that won out in the end? I think.
Let me pull up the deck.
Best TV of 2021 if not WandaVision persevering?
I mean, let me say, either way, I feel like that's a little bit right? That number it was WandaVision and then Hawkeye was number two.
Great
there
shows.
Can be some. They are great shows. Ted Lasso also came out in 2021. Squid Game, Succession, all had seasons. White Lotus season 1. And so I do feel and I don't mean this derogatory. I mean, this is what's the best show undoubtedly of 2022. But I'm wondering where the PSR lean will come from in terms of PSR has a foundation of shows that were that sort of you know, buoyed the beginning of the network, that I feel like there's some impact to that in terms of the type of TV shows that are heavily covered here. I mean, I think House of the Dragon certainly could be in contention for winning due to more sheer popularity than perhaps it was very, very good.
Sure.
It obviously also had things I did not love.
I think it is another reflection, though, of where we are now in TV versus where we were at this same point last year, where I don't know if it's just the correlation of we podcasted more as a network this year than we did in any year previous, but it just feels like there is an enormous variety of choice at our disposal right now. Like, I think very, very solid arguments for a ton of different shows being among the very, very best of the best. I would be remiss if I didn't bring up the final season of Better Call Saul as an example. Like, a bunch of shows that said hello and said goodbye this year in massively profound ways. So I'm really excited to see sort of the because I think that we'll have a really significant wealth of different opinions on this subject. I think that there will be a few that are going to be like consensus, crowd pleasing favorites once the dust settles and we start collating the list of the top 10 shows of the year. But I bet that there are going to be shows that show up on this list that I will even be like, oh, right, that was this year. And in addition, I'll be like, yeah, there's a strong argument that this was one of the very best shows of the year, which, you know, kind of renders the whole exercise almost a little bit arbitrary and meaningless, as a friend of Pod might say.
Yeah.
But that's part of the fun. And I think it's just another sort of fun way to say goodbye to a really important year for us here on Poster Recaps as both the hosts of the shows, as well as all of us who are listening and getting together and making all of this possible as a podcast community.
I think probably more contentious than maybe like the top five. I feel like there are some like things that are fairly that like a lot of people watched and that were good, and so therefore will fill out that top five. I think where it's going to get really contentious is like kind of like 7 through 15, where there's going to be a lot of like, you could see 15 actually being like the sixth best show of the year.
Right.
Like A League of Their Own was like an incredible series that came out this year. Peacemaker came out this year. The Rehearsal came out this year.
Oh,
Josh.
My gosh.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like there's so much stuff that is like that was there that I think that like, yeah, the middle section, like the back half of the list, and then therefore what doesn't make the list, I think will be a
little
bit
more. The top 100 is a very interesting top 100.
We could release it in the Discord. 100%. I can 100% do that. We will not have time for it on a podcast.
The extended edition of the podcast is 400 hours long.
That's right.
It is a really long podcast.
What level of patron level do you want to release that one?
$1 million an hour. Yeah. Patron level.
Barry had a tremendous season 3. I am not a Hacks fan, but people have raved about Hacks season 2. Peaky Blinders had its final season. Reservation Dogs, a good comment. There's so much TV, Josh. There's too much.
I know Barry Jess Girls. And Adam are raving about Mythic Quest season 3 right now. Like, it's just everywhere you look, there is something for everybody. And that has been really fun for us here on our side of the line. And hopefully it's been fun for you too out there listening to the podcasts all year long. We're so grateful for all of you making it possible for us to do these shows. And so we wanted to do this series as a way of saying hi, saying thank you, and having some fun look backs on some of these shows that may not be back in the case of some of these shows that happened in 2022, but certainly not for another year or so, considering some shows take a really long time to make, it turns out, Grace.
It's
probably going to be a minute before we see some dragons up in the sky.
I think so.
On TV, but that's fine. So patreon.com/postshowrecaps. If you want to become a patron and participate in this, this popularity contest of the best shows of 2022, you can vote. We would love to get all of that from you. And of course, we would additionally love it if you could take a moment and weigh in on our audience survey this month. It's greatly appreciated. postshowrecaps.com/survey2022. We want to learn how we can better service you in the new year. So every response greatly appreciated in helping to make Post Show the best it can be. One last time, that's postshowrecaps.com/survey2022. Grace, where could people find you? What do you got going on right now? Give us a swath of the podcasts that you're currently doing that are in contention for best show of the year.
Yeah, there's a couple. You know what? I'm not doing that many different shows, but each show I'm doing has many podcasts. I'm covering The Crown with Shannon Gus, which we're doing two times a week. We're nearing the end. We have three episodes, probably even less when you're by the time you're listening to this podcast. Also covering 1899 with Rich and Ariel, which has been really fun. Mystery show. You and AJ Mass did the whole thing and then did the full binge pod.
Hard having to do this one at a time.
It's really fun to just like think about this show for a while. And as soon as we finish podcasting, we're all like, all right, I'm going to go watch the next episode. So it's been kind of, later. It's been pretty fun. And then Push Recaps Theater. It's been a very busy fall. So they're doing about two pods a week over there. Fable.
Are you going to be doing top 10 movies?
Yeah, I think we'll try to cram that in. We'll let the patrons vote on that as well for the top 10 movies. A really good movie year. Even though nobody went to the movies, it was a really good movie year.
It's a problem. Yeah. We don't know what to do.
I was really good. There was another podcast that I listened to movies, and they had a full-on existential crisis about how to cover movies. I was like, yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I think that's fair. They're like, you do it when people watch it at home or when people go. I don't know. I don't know what to do.
There's something to the problem, the quote-unquote problem of just too much content that I'm now starting to find some comfort within. Like, I feel I have found my little patch of grooved pavement over here that is almost bed-shaped, and I'm just lying down and I'm being like, you know what? We can't cover it all, so we'll just do what we can. We'll do what we want.
So much content, you can pull a little content blanket up over you. You're like,
warm, it's so heavy. Oh my god, I'm slipping into the dark abyss. What is this, sleep? No, it's something else.
I was trying to think of a TV show we didn't cover, like the Essex Serpent. You're leaving, okay, bye. Sorry, bye. Afterlife season two. I don't know. So, okay,
too soon.
Have a good,
don't bring that up for me.
Sorry,
my god, it's okay.
Yeah. And then Roll Call, board game show over on Rob as a podcast. We play on Twitch and YouTube. We recently played Spyfall. It was very fun, a little party social games. It was a delight. It was a treat. So check out the replay. I'm on Twitter at Hi From Grace. I'm on Letterboxd at Go For Grace if you want to check me out there.
So, are you enjoying Letterboxd?
I love Letterboxd. I like seeing what other people, I love judging how other people have rated a movie. Mm-hmm. If you're, Ariel always watches movies before I do. And what I love about Letterboxd experience is I'm walking out of the movie and I'll be like, yeah, I like that one. I bet I liked it more than Ariel. And I'll see that Ariel gave it 3 stars. I'm like, yeah, I'll give it 3.5 stars because Ariel gave it 3, you know? Mm-hmm. Or like, oh, I think I liked that less than Ariel would have liked.
Yeah.
And I give it like rubric. Half a star less. Ariel's a really good, judgment case for my rankings on Letterboxd. So.
That's very fun. Yeah. That's very fun. All right. Well, follow Grace wherever you can follow her. I am at Round Howard wherever you can find me here on the internet, including in the Post Show Recaps Patreon Discord, as well as here on Post Show Recaps, talking to you about a whole mess of shows. There's a lot coming out here in December, as well as the 2022 In Review podcast series. I will be diving in and out of podcasts all month long in this specific podcast feed, postshowrecaps.com/2022inreview, if you want to search by URL to add that podcast feed so you don't miss a single episode of the 2022 In Review podcast. If you're subscribed to many of the podcast feeds that we are going to be reactivating because of a bunch of these shows, then you'll see the shows pop up there as well. But if you want to make sure that you don't miss a single one, you can subscribe, postshowrecaps.com/2022inreview. The next you will hear in that podcast feed, in fact, it's me and Grace again, joined by our good friend, the great Jessica Sterling. Jess, Grace, and myself talking about one of the buzziest shows of our podcasting career in 2022, the incredible Showtime series Yellow Jackets. So that's what's coming up next year in the 2022 In Review podcast. Already recorded that one. We had a very good time, Grace.
Fun.
It was fun.
It's a delight.
Really fun. Really fun. So we hope you enjoy that one as well. We hope you enjoy all the podcasts we're putting out there for 2022 In Review all month long. Until next time, folks, take care. Bye-bye.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.